Authorities in Allen, Texas are looking into whether the gunman in the mass shooting there at an outlet mall Saturday expressed interest in white supremacist ideology. That's according to the Associated Press. The shooting left at least 8 people dead and 7 injured. An officer killed the gunman at the scene. The AP reports police say they found an AR-15 style rifle and handgun at the scene. After the shooting, President Biden has called on Congress to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Texas Governor Greg Abbott called for increasing penalties for, quote, criminals who possess guns on Fox News Sunday. He also spoke about a dramatic increase in, quote, anger and violence in America.
We are working to address that anger and violence by going to its root cause, which is addressing the mental health problems behind it.
And that wasn't the only tragedy in Texas this weekend. In Brownsville, near the U.S.-Mexico border, police say a man drove an SUV into a crowd of people outside a shelter for migrants early Sunday. 8 people were killed, at least 10 others injured. Earlier today, Brownsville Police Chief Felix Sauceda said the driver had an extensive rap sheet. Gage Davila is a reporter for Texas Public Radio's Border and Immigration Desk. He's in Brownsville. Gage, what more did we learn today about the suspect and the charges that he's facing?
Well, the suspect, George Alvarez, faces 8 counts of manslaughter with another 10 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. According to Brownsville PD, he's still being uncooperative with the investigation, and they have not ruled out that the crash was intentional, but they haven't said for sure what the cause was.
Can you talk more about that? Because we also heard the police chief say that all the victims were men and several were from Venezuela. Some witnesses reportedly said that the driver was yelling obscenities at them.
That hasn't been totally confirmed. That's also something that has been reported in local media here in Brownsville and in the Rio Grande Valley. But nothing has been confirmed as of yet, whether it was a very intentional act. We're still waiting on the suspect to cooperate with investigators to detail more.
Now, I understand Brownsville has seen a large increase in migrants from Venezuela over the last couple of weeks. When you went to a vigil earlier today, who did you talk to? What did you hear?
Well, I heard from the director of the Osnum Center, and he said that though they are expecting more people to come with the lifting of Title 42, he was very clear in saying that there are already a lot of people that are coming every day, and that they are just trying to do the best they can, even though the influx that they do expect is going to be larger. They're still seeing up to 300 people a day go through their doors.
And Title 42 is the pandemic-era restriction put in place during the Trump administration. It will come to an end on Thursday, which means potentially more people could try to cross the border. Generally speaking, then, in Brownsville, if you've got this situation with Title 42 and you've got now this tragedy outside of this migrant shelter, what's the feeling in Brownsville right now? What's the sense?
Well, I can certainly speak to the feeling at the vigil that people are extremely frustrated. They point directly to people like Governor Greg Abbott of Texas to stop rhetoric that is very inflammatory towards migrants. But most of all right now, people are just grieving. They're sad, not only because of this event, but the continuous acts of violence that go against migrants, whether in Mexico or here in the United States.
All right. Well, we're going to follow this story as the week progresses. We might learn more about the investigation and whether or not this was an intentional act or not. We don't know, as you say. Gage Davila is a reporter for Texas Public Radio's Border and Immigration Desk. Gage, thank you very much for your time and reporting this for us. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much.